Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as their mission. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments, etc. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. Over the years, there has been a strong push from the government on Make in India. It's much more than a slogan, and the results are there for everyone to see. Make in India and make for the world. This episode would dive deep into what is recognized as kind of a sunrise sector, so far as India is concerned. It is India's healthcare and the rising medtech sector. With the size of India's medical devices sector estimated to be about $14 billion, it is expected to grow to $30 billion by 2030. Leading this transition from the front is GE Healthcare, which has been an active investor in the journey of making India for India and for the world for more than three decades. We have someone who knows this area like the back of his palm to talk about it, what is needed to recognize the full potential of this sector. We are joined by Raghavendra Rao, Chief Operating Officer, Distribution, Wipro GE Healthcare, South Asia. He's an experienced business leader with years of industry experience in the South Asia region. Raghavendra brings with him deep insights on India's healthcare transformation, the opportunities and structural challenges within medtech, and how GE Healthcare are enabling wider access to quality care. Welcome to the show, Raghavendra. Delighted to have you here.
Great, Gaurav. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
You know, Raghavendra, let's start off with a very context-setting kind of a question, basic but fundamental nonetheless. It's about the medtech market, of course. And India currently ranks among the top 20 global medtech markets. Yet, having said that, there's a bit of a paradox and also a peculiarity. Accessibility, quality, and affordability continue to remain pressing concerns. You have a front seat role, and from your vantage position and the perspective that you have, what positions India for sustained medtech growth? Why do you think India is in some kind of a takeoff stage in this sector? And what are the structural gaps that must be plugged to realize its full potential? Raghavendra?
So to start off, you know, in my view, we are at a very interesting inflection point. No doubt we are among the top medtech markets in the world. It would provide a significant amount of opportunity for advancing healthcare solutions in this market, right? Now, having said that, in my view, there are, you know, three important, you know, pillars for this opportunity. First and foremost, you know, the scale of demand. We are a large country, 1.4 billion people. There is rising, you know, disease burden, you know, be it oncology or cardiology, diabetes or maternal infant care. You know, you see the disease burden growing faster. And there is this never-ending catch-up between demand and supply of healthcare solutions for the patients, right? To me, this is a very strong pillar for the scale of demand that exists. The second important thing is, you know, there is a very nice, what you call, you know, a supportive public policy ecosystem. You have, you know, the public-linked incentive for, a production-linked incentive for manufacturing in the country. You also have significant focus for moving from reactive healthcare practice to more early detection and what you call wellness-related healthcare. increasing budget allocations year on year. I think there is a very nice ecosystem from a policy standpoint that is developing very well. Okay. And the third one is the shift from, reactive to early prediction of disease and treatment. In my view, that's another big, pillar for the strong demand that exists here, because that's going to connect the digital AI solutions and connected care ecosystems and provide a great platform for scalable solutions, right? Having said all of this, the structural gaps that haunt us even today are, the unevenness that you see in affordability and access across various geographies that we are currently operating in. And you would see this is more pronounced in tier 2 and tier 3 markets or even beyond. The second important thing is, in parallel to technology adoption, right, the slowness in technology adoption, there is a significant gap with availability of skilled manpower and clinicians, right? In my view, these are 2-3 big structural gaps that today exist, and if addressed well, in many ways, to the point that you started, we would not only be the largest medtech market in the world, but mm-hmm. beyond that, we would most likely be the innovation hub for medtech solutions, which are locally designed for our market and scalable globally as well. Okay, so at Viproji Healthcare, that's exactly our focus. How do we bring all these elements together so that there is a strong proposition for locally manufactured, affordable, AI-enabled solutions that can be built at scale and driving outcomes for patients at scale equally.
Absolutely. Raghavendra, GE Healthcare has been investing in the journey of making India for India and the for world for more than 3 decades now. How do you describe the company's journey in India? And what role is Wipro GE Healthcare playing in positioning the country as a global medtech innovation hub and also a preferred manufacturing destination in this space? Raghavendra?
Yeah. So, we have been, operating here for nearly 3 decades plus. And our story of making India for India and for the world started nearly 3 decades back. To put this in perspective, our journey of making India became, was much ahead of it becoming the national priority. So in many ways, we have been leading this initiative from the front to really create an Atmanirbhar ecosystem. Okay. Now, let me give you a few, pointers for you to understand the scale at which this particular initiative is being driven by Wipro GE Healthcare. First and foremost, we have the largest installed base of devices in the country, okay, which means our ability is close to about 300 million patients that we touch on an annual basis, right? And beyond this, we have manufacturing facilities which are export hubs, and we develop solutions here both for our market and for the global markets, and exported all over nearly about 70 plus countries. As the critical piece of our journey is the research and development facility that we have here in Bangalore, which is the John F. Welch Research Center. And from there, we have translated close to about 130 plus innovations for solutions for healthcare market. Okay. Now, equally important in this journey is the access that we have built through public-private partnerships in collaboration with government, and the wide channel network that we have to advance healthcare solutions in tier 2 and tier 3 markets. So when you look at it all, our agenda started much ahead. We have built local manufacturing capability. We have enhanced all of this with a great R&D solution and, you know, exported this globally as well. To top it further, you know, what we have done is we have announced another $1 billion of investment for augmenting local manufacturing and research in the organization, in the country. This would mean our total investment so far, ever since we have come into existence, will be close to about $4 billion, right? And that's sizable. Our focus for designing solutions that are more locally relevant, but yet scalable outside the market, is really the cornerstone of how we are, you know, leading this journey of making India for India and for the world. Okay. So, you know, to put it simply, our goal is very clear and very simple. Just fuse the capabilities of local manufacturing, the local innovation that we have with the R&D capability that we have with John F. Wells Center to improve both access and affordability across the geography for India.
Absolutely. You know, Raghavendra, let's talk a little bit about NCDs, non-communicable diseases, which continue to remain a major focus area and also an area of concern, which can, you know, put a lot of pressure on the healthcare systems in the country. And we have seen that. How do you see precision-led care solving for a country of India's size? Because we are here talking about a size of nearly 1.5 billion people. And what is the role of preventive care over the next decade or so? And how does your company differentiate itself in this space? Raghavendra?
So, see, non-communicable diseases is on the rise. I think everyone notices this. But beyond that, you know, what is important for large medtech organizations like us is to try and see how do we push the envelope on solutions to manage the NCD rise so that the entire healthcare delivery moves from reactive to more wellness and early prediction. Right? Now, when you do that, it needs to tie into the entire patient care pathway. At each point in the patient journey, you should be able to have solutions that not only improve the clinical decision making, but also improve the access and affordability of adopting the technology or utilizing the technology. Now, that's exactly where Viproji is focused on. So most of the innovations and solutions that we develop here are backed by AI-enabled solutions, are backed by precision-led applications, which would provide deeper insights for clinical decision making so that their ability to spot a disease early and then act on it becomes that much more faster and better, right? And for us, in many ways, this is not really a future opportunity. AI is very core to, you know, what we do here. And, you know, it is embedded in every solution, every product that we design and develop. And in more than many ways, this is going to be the way that early prediction and, you know, predictive healthcare would be based on, and hence, you know, our ability to drive more precision-led healthcare. The investments of $4 billion that we have done is a great opportunity for us to, you know, ensure that there is a seamless connection between the capital and, you know, the need for creating innovations, for providing solutions that, you know, this market would need. So simply put, data, AI, and making healthcare more predictive and personalized and accessible is where, you know, our mission and, you know, the next steps are focused on. Gaurav.
You know, Raghavendra, India is a very complex market, and to describe India as complex probably would be an understatement. And given the complexity of the market, there complexities at various levels. There are complexities at the policy level, the complexities at development, there are complexities in manufacturing capacities, complexities at technology development, etc. But we are getting there. Having said that, no single player can drive transformation alone in such a complex and a vast market. How are you leveraging strategic partnerships across industry, academia and government to accelerate innovation at scale, because we need to innovate quickly, and also all that innovation and all that research has to be quickly scalable to have significant impact across a very large population base. And how do you intend to, and how are you leveraging all of this to expand access to precision care, Raghavendra?
Gaurav, I think the scale of opportunity that exists cannot be handled or addressed by one stakeholder like Viproji Healthcare in the overall ecosystem. It definitely needs multiple stakeholders to come together to provide a transformative and a quantum jump in what is needed for addressing the need of our market. Right. Now, our partnerships exist across the stakeholders. So, all of us know that we work very well with various state governments and central governments to ensure, access to advanced healthcare through public-private partnerships. But beyond that, I think we also work very closely with leading clinical institutions. We also work with leading academic institutions and very large healthcare institutions nationally. All of it, at the end of the day, would ensure that, we create solutions that can not only become, relevant for our market, but also create capabilities to, validate technologies and solutions to ensure, they become that much more capable, in right. addressing the need that exists here. We have also tied up with All India Institute of Medical Sciences, wherein, we have created an AI innovation hub, which would help they utilize these AI tools for real needs of the patients and, test it in real life situations, so that, the tools become that much more robust and relevant as we, adopt them for the real needs that exist in our country. See, ultimately, the ambition is what? The ambition for us at Viproji Healthcare is to position India as, the innovation hub for medtech, and also be recognized for designing and developing solutions that are not only relevant for India, but also have scalability globally.
Raghavendra, final question. You've been engaged in this space for more than 3 decades now. What is Viproji Healthcare's vision for the future of healthcare in India?
So our vision is very simple. Our vision is simple, but, very ambitious too. It is to make healthcare accessible, affordable, and more precise, so that it is available for every patient who is in need of a healthcare access. Now, India's healthcare needs are very unique, right? Because of the unevenness that exists in affordability and access, the growing burden on with non-communicable diseases. When you look at all of this, addressing this opportunity does not only need great deal of investments for locally manufactured and tailored solutions. In many ways, it would need a great integration of AI-enabled solutions, so that you push the envelope from becoming a reactive healthcare solutioning to more early prediction and precision-led healthcare. Right now, the most important thing is also to try and play a role wherein the innovation hub that we have an opportunity for scales up, not only to meet the needs of our country, but also scalable globally, right? So our vision is simple. In summary, try and address accessibility, address precision-led care, become the medtech innovation hub for India and the world outside as well. So all in all, it would help us create a connected healthcare ecosystem at the end of the day, which has elements of clinician decision making, elements that empower patients to get the best, empower population at large to have a healthcare solution or a platform that is more scalable than ever. So in my view, that's the future of healthcare that we are working towards.
Thank you, Raghavendra. You know, it is such a delightful conversation to get to know what's happening in the Indian healthcare space, particularly so far as precision care and medtech is concerned, and what are G's, Wipro G's plans for it. And the future looks extremely promising. India clearly is going to catapult into the biggest markets in this space, not just as a consuming market, but also as a manufacturing, research and innovation destination. Thank you so much for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you very much.